Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our Redeemer, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Just as I have loved you, you also should have love for one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It's these words of Christ which are the mandate to us tonight. These are the words that put the mandate in Maundy Thursday, Mandate Thursday. And it's a command that is deceptively simple. Loving each other sounds easy enough to do. But to do it daily and to do it well will take a lifetime of practicing. Loving each other is easy, except when it's hard. If you've listened to or read any local news this week, you've heard Aaron Hernandez's second murder trial being described or debated this week. Hearing his name reminded me of Hernandez's original murder trial in April of 2015, when he was convicted of killing Odin Lloyd, a semi-professional football player. You may remember that it was a stunning fall from grace for Aaron Hernandez, a young man recruited by the Patriots to play tight end for their team, a young man who was already making millions of dollars. But his rough life got a little rougher, and guns and drugs came into play, until 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, excuse me, this week, 2 years ago this week, on April 15th, 2015, he was convicted of murder and given a sentence of life in prison without parole. Those facts are stunning. Obviously, it's not every day that a Patriots player commits murder. But the reason that I'm telling you this story, and the reason I find an odd synchronicity in Aaron Hernandez's second murder trial unfolding during Holy Week, is because of something the murder victim's mother did at the sentencing. I will never forget it. Odin Lloyd's mother spoke to the judge at the sentencing, and this is what she said. The day I laid my son Odin's life to rest, I felt my heart stop beating for a moment. I felt like I wanted to go into the hole with my son. But I forgive the hands that had a hand in my son's murder. And I pray and hope that someday everyone out there will forgive them also. I forgive the hands that had a hand in my son's murder. The first time I heard her say that on the 5 o'clock news, I felt like I should take my shoes off, like Moses did in front of the burning bush. Anyone who could hear her voice was standing on holy ground. And I still feel that way. It is spiritually staggering that she could forgive, that she could choose to forgive wholeheartedly and so faithfully. And I know for a fact that it was Ursula Ward's Christian faith that moved her to forgive Aaron Hernandez, because I know for a fact that she is a member of one of the Episcopal congregations in the Diocese of Massachusetts. She's someone you might have walked past at one of our diocesan conventions, or someone you might have seen in the cathedral if you had a committee meeting downtown. And Ursula Ward is also someone who takes Christ's mandate seriously. Love one another as I have loved you. Tonight, Christ invites us to claim a startling new way of living in the world. It's a way that forgives instead of condemns. It's a way that chooses hope instead of despair. It's a way that looks evil in the face and proclaims that goodness is stronger. And it looks hate in the face and proclaims love stronger. We become instruments of grace, peacemakers, when we fall in step behind Jesus and Ursula. It's a tall order, but it's where real life is found, loving each other as Christ loved us. So we take a step in that direction tonight when we take on the awkward and basic practice of washing each other's feet or praying for each other while other people's feet are being washed. Feet are humble, human things. Sometimes they're a little gnarled, or sometimes they're a little gnarly. And Jesus thought it was important for us to both serve and be served by caring for each other's feet. 2,000 years ago, he wanted his disciples to start practicing their love for one another that way. And 2,000 years later, we are still practicing. Jesus said, "Just as I have loved you, you also should have love for one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."